Want to help keep the lights on in Anarchy Basement? Then go to PRLFans.com. There you can find links to Patreon, PayPal, our Bitcoin info, and other ways to help support the podcast. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello. Welcome to the Punk Rock Libertarians Podcast, episode 482. I'm Otto. Tonight, I'm joined with Jared.
What's up, everybody?
Okay, so here's another one. It's the Non-State Hostile Intelligence Service, James Babb.
At your service. Welcome.
And bottom left, that's Nikki Pinecone, the post-corporate marketeer. Marketer? Sorry.
Yeah, well, both works. Whatever.
Musketeer.
Is that, wait, what's the proper term? Marketeer or marketer?
Marketer, but you know, marketeer's got like an sort of evil thing going that I kind of like.
That's why you should have it.
Yeah.
It sounds like it has more swashbuckling involved, you know?
Like, exactly. Right.
Swash.
Like I'm fighting dudes with feathers in their cap and whatnot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do I get a...
You, like, you need a rapier.
Do I get a cool Bryan Adams song to go with
a rapier?
It?
Oh, I thought you said rape ear. I'm like, what the fuck's a rape ear?
Isn't it pronounced rapier, like the little sword thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm dumb. So I'm just, of course, okay. I just hear rape ear.
It's like, have I just been mispronouncing that word wrong my whole life? It's actually like rapier or some shit.
No wonder they wouldn't let me duel with them.
Yeah. They were looking at me funny.
Oh, yeah. Just for the record, you've got me thinking about the whitest kid you know bit with the grapist.
The grapist.
Or you know, he grapes kids. He grapes kids. What's so gross about that?
Oh, yeah.
Get your head out of the gutter.
I'm going to tie you to the radiator.
All right,
grape you in the mouth.
Grape you in the mouth.
That was a great video. That was early. That was early internet, man. That was great. I miss those videos. You know what I miss so bad is Vine. I miss Vine so much.
You know who misses Vine probably more than you? My 10-year-old daughter.
Really?
Who wasn't even around for Vine. Yeah. But like so, everything that she watches on the internet, like on YouTube, is all old Vine creators. It's super weird.
I'm telling you, it was funny as shit, man. That stuff was gold. I don't know why they got rid of it.
Dad, do you think they'll ever bring Vine back?
I'm going to ask the same thing. Like, Dad.
What is Vine?
Wow. No.
It's kind of like TikTok.
Thank God you missed it.
It was just like, yeah, it's basically like TikTok, but like short videos.
Didn't they like max at like 7 seconds or something crazy like that? Like,
I thought it was like, kind of remember short. Something like that. Yeah.
I thought it was like 15 seconds or something.
I think it was around
30.
Or maybe not.
30, I don't know.
But people did some clever shit with it.
Oh my God. Yeah. That stuff was gold. That's like total, like quick humor at short, quick, and on to the next one.
Yeah,
I don't like my sex life.
But like, I guess it's Reels, and like YouTube has something similar. These short little videos of like somebody in a third world making an egg dish, or like digging a, you know, like making parts,
Reels,
or something like some Reels of the weirdest like, things.
Reels is off the chain, dude. My Reels is filled with car crashes, like people dying, cartel videos. And now I'm getting like Somalian pirate videos.
How did you make that happen?
Because dude, it's your fault, dude. That's all.
I mean, it is partially my fault. It's also people in my group. I'm in like a group chat on Reels. And so
I don't know.
Post a lot of that shit in there.
See, the algorithm has decided that the algorithm looks at me and says, send him cat videos.
You know,
or I get a lot of like four-wheel drive vehicles getting stuck in the mud videos. Like this is it's a whole genre right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy.
My shit's all over the
place. Yet our videos are getting taken down for medical misinformation. Meanwhile, I just watched somebody like fly through the windshield of a car going like 90 miles an hour. What the fuck, man?
Do we know what episode it was? Did it tell you
that? Yeah, I can log on to the YouTube now.
Well, I actually can make it make sense. The information you gave might actually help somebody stay alive. The information in that other video is going to convince them it's cool to die. And the end result is you're the carbon they want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could be
all right, from the Malthusian perspective, you know.
Yeah.
Anything that thins the herd is a win.
Let me see. Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the video that Pfizer executive is like VP at Pfizer, and he's like, look, believe them when they tell you this. They want you gone.
Okay, it was an after hours episode, 472.5.
That was only 10 episodes ago. Wait, so they watch our after hours?
They're not watching anything, dude.
I know. It's the bot.
Just a bot scans it for.
We probably had on like an RFK video or something. We probably weren't even like. We're probably just showing something and maybe not even like saying anything like in particular about it.
Well, what we need to do if we're going to be on YouTube, what you have to do is like every 15 minutes, you have to say, but of course it's safe and effective, reduces transmission, blah, 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 blah. Vaccines are great, blah, blah, blah.
Actually,
YouTube requires us to say that. And then, whatever we just talked about is obviously not true. And, you know.
So Clint Russell had a video that he did last week, I think, that got pulled. And the reason it got pulled wasn't because of anything that he said, like in the video, is because he played a clip of something that like from almost a year ago. And they said, oh, well, that clip was outdated and you didn't do sufficient enough to let people know that it was outdated.
What?
And that's how he got dinged for medical misinformation. So like, doesn't matter what you say, they'll find a way to tear it down.
Yeah. I don't know if we even said anything or if it was just like some funny video we played and we just watched it, you know?
It was from December 17th. It was from December 17th and it was Vivek and the GOP debate, the LP candidates and emo stuff and more.
But that was after hours or that was the.
Yeah, that's after hours. I just went through because you said it was 472.
Yeah, it was probably like a Vivek. It was probably Vivek's like debate performance or something, you know? Like, something that aired on national TV.
He was fun to watch. I will give that guy that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I kind of miss him. Now it's just.
Is he out of the race?
Yeah, he dropped out to support Trump.
But I'm sure he'll be around.
Oh, yeah, he's not going anywhere.
I'm not going to lie. I would love to see him in VP.
Oh, hell yeah.
And have Trump have a heart attack.
I mean, if I had to be ruled by any of that crowd, I mean, he would definitely be like, do you want a competent ruler or do you want like a senile, pedo, you know, maniacal, insane, demented?
Abby's over here making great points.
I mean, ultimately, it doesn't matter, right? Because they're not actually in charge. But like, it would be nice to have someone who's at least got some good rhetoric occasionally and like.
But like if you put Vivek in there, like, I honestly think that like he might try to be in charge. And if he survives, like all kinds of things would get turned upside down. Right. Like that's why he dropped out. Right. Like
probably. Yeah. Probably.
But he's obviously his intelligence and his knowledge is obviously like a magnitude greater than anyone else in the room. Well, right.
As hard as they tried to suppress him and he still wasn't really that far behind Nikki Haley. And in the truth, I think that he would have actually been in first place if Trump wasn't there, just because all of the Trump people would have went to him. And so it would have swung him from third to second.
Wasn't that like his explicit, you know, that was his reason for running, was that like Trump might not be on the ballot. So I'm running.
Yeah.
Essentially,
he didn't say that, but it kind of like he never criticized Trump, right? And if you're an you know, if you want to win, you're going to be taking down the head guy, right? Normally, you'd be attacking the top guy.
He did actually start attacking. He did start right before he like dropped, and like Trump started attacking him, and then he dropped, and then he was on stage with Trump within a week.
Yeah.
So I think he was a very, very shrewd politician on top of being a bright guy. So but that's all old news, guys. That's like in a whole other year. Like that happened way timely ago. What's going on now?
But do you want to be ruled by a competent ruler or by an incompetent ruler? Like that's kind of a that might be what like comes up. Like, not that it's really up for debate this voting
system, right?
But if you had your choice of like, wow, that guy's competent. He's a competent tyrant, or ooh, that tyrant is more interested in sniffing kids. Which one would you rather subjugated by?
Well, the thing is, you think a competent ruler might have a little empathy and might kind of stymie the plans of the people that are actually running stuff. Just thinking, just hoping.
But or he's practical, he's competent, he's a partner with them. And now he brings his competence. You know, like Obama was a pretty good public speaker. He put a good face on the empire, right? Like he didn't blurt out like we got the oil. Like he had poise. You know, even Joe Biden said that, you know, like what did Joe Biden say? I'm like, he's for a black guy, he's clean or something. Like remember that?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I think also this kind of goes into the one point here that Jared, if you want to bring that up about this latest breaking news story that happened a day or two ago about Biden was supposed to take a cognitive test and his physical.
But he's Klein.
Yeah. Well,
come on, Jack. What do I need to take it for?
You're burying the lead there. Let's see what the Daily Mail has to say about it.
All right, breaking news. Biden 81 did not take a cognitive test during physical because he, quote, doesn't need it, White House says.
Oh, no. So there's actually a video out there. I can't remember where the hell it was, where he actually is defending himself, saying, oh, there's another candidate that's just as old as I am, and he really needs it. But he trails off in the middle of it and forgets what he's talking about.
Oh shit. Did you guys see the video of him getting asked a question about Israel and he's eating an ice cream cone?
Let's watch it. Bring it up.
We gotta play that.
I gotta find that. Talk amongst yourselves while I dig this one up because I just remembered it.
Some surprise.
This is off topic, but I did find the quote from Joe Biden complimenting Barack Obama. This was in 2007. Okay. He says, I mean, you got the first mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking
articulate
guy.
Dog whistle.
I mean, that's a storybook, man.
That's a storybook, man.
Yeah.
He's black, but he's clean.
Oh, dude, my God. When was this?
This was like a few days ago.
Oh, my God.
Well, I hope by the beginning of the weekend. I mean, the end of the weekend. At least my national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're close. It's not done yet.
Freaking
my hope is by
him and Macron,
we'll have a ceasefire.
How much Botox is in my face to make it stand like that?
It's French vanilla. It has to be.
Is he just perpetually eating ice cream? Is that?
How come the third guy doesn't have any ice cream on his cone? Did you see that?
Wait, what?
He's an empty cone. What's going on?
There's no way he ate it that fast. There's no way.
Maybe he's the poison taster, you know? Like he got a little bit of the scoop in there and then ate it.
That is,
what do you think is actually
is
in
so
that
like
ice cream
Marie
thing?
Antoinette, isn't it? Just sort of like this demented old warmonger, like eating an ice cream cone while commenting on the genocide that he's presiding over.
I mean, think it's more than that. Sickening. I don't think that's really ice cream. I think that's how they have to get nutrition into him these days.
Adrenochrome flavor foods.
Yeah, so like they've got to put whatever they got.
It's the latest Ben and Jerry's.
It melts. It goes down easy. Like they can kind of get the gruel into the beast.
Right.
Well, I think I just thought it was like a reward for good behavior. You know, like if you stay away from the kids, you can have an ice cream cone. I'm like, okay. You know, like.
Meanwhile, in his head, he's like, I'm licking the ice cream, thinking I'm with a kid.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This is how he relates to the kids. You know.
Yeah. Hey, Billy. You get the wrong flavor there, Jack.
Like what the fuck, man? And why does that guy look like Seth Meyers behind him?
That's Macron.
That's Macron?
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck that is, dude.
It's the prime minister of France, right?
Is it ruler of France?
Oh, Macron. No, it's not Macron. It's
Macron.
No, it's how do you pronounce
dude,
his
don't
name?
Make me look. Don't make me look.
I mean, leader of France, I believe his name is Macron, but.
I'm sure our French is terrible, so.
Yeah, like I really care how to pronounce it, but oh, I mean, we just
yeah, okay. So. I always pronounce it like Macron.
But evil oligarch is what we should be saying.
He's the president of France.
The man trying to put down the farmer uprising.
There is a prime minister, but it's not him.
Oh, there is? I don't
yeah, they have a prime minister too.
Dude, I don't even know who's the ruling oligarchs in my own state. I'm woefully
dude, it ignorant. Could be what's her face soon.
Who?
Fuck, what's her name? The one running for mayor again?
Oh god. Not Stephanie Rawlings Blake, right?
No, the other one.
The other one. The other black one.
Shannon sent me a picture of someone had a bumper sticker of her.
Oh. So that's the one who stole gift cards, right? From the people?
Yeah.
Sheila Blake. No.
Sheila Dixon.
Sheila Dixon. Whatever. It's
she's back.
Black woman Democrat.
She's back and okay. She has support.
Nothing.
She went to jail. She went to jail. Then she ran last time and lost to the current guy. And then now she's running again. And I think she's actually winning just because the current guy is so horrible.
She really going to win against Mr. Afro?
I thought last I saw she was, leading in the polls or whatever the fuck that's worth. Wow. But
that's hilarious. Maryland's a cesspool. Don't come here.
I'm a little surprised you guys didn't just decide to live stream comment on the free and clear debate tonight.
What's that?
Chase and Lars taking on commies.
Oh,
okay. Everybody says are commies.
Wait, Lars? Who's Lars?
Lars Mapstead. And Chase Oliver, the two libertarians that got selected or voted in to debate a bunch of commies and stuff. And I think RFK dropped out of that, right?
Oh, good.
Yeah, RFK, no, RFK was never going to be a part of it. They literally just put his name on it in hopes that he'd show so that people would actually
kids
watch
table
it.
Table politics. Sounds like kids table politics. Don't it's ever get involved.
Exactly what this is. No. But hey, it's live streamed.
It's like we get to pretend that we're somehow in this, thing. No, we're not.
You can just win your libertarian brownie points.
Essentially.
Or get booed for advocating for driver's licenses.
No, I will stand by Lars is better coached than that, if nothing else.
Would you were selected for that?
Oh, I'd love to go in there and yell at the unicorn lady.
Who's the unicorn lady?
I don't know, some fucking TikToker with 4 million people watch her, who wants to run for the unicorn party, the green party, basically any commie party that will give her the time of day.
Oh, that's who they're debating.
Jill Stein.
I did one of these sort of kids table political debates, and it was organized by a group called Democracy Unplugged, which is organized by the Greens around Philly. And these are, good folks. But we had the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, the Constitution Party, the Prohibition Party was there. And I was representing a vote for nobody. Oh, so while the others were advocating voting for their stupid party or whatever, I was just like, hey, it's all corrupt. Just opt out of all of it. Just like...
I'm trying to imagine anyone on a prohibition party just being in the same room as James.
Exist. He was actually that, if I recall, that dude was probably one of the more sane ones. I mean, compared to Constitution.
Well,
party
he certainly wasn't here, very cool. I can tell you that much.
He was a definite square. That's for sure.
The squarest man alive.
The Prohibition Party. That's insane.
They never went away. Where do you think Prohibition came from? Political action.
Well,
can we say angry white women?
Angry white women in the Midwest.
Everything bad seems to come from angry white women in the coasts.
Never fails.
The temperance movement.
Right? Mm-hmm. Social gospel. Dude, Rothbard's book on that was awesome.
Hmm.
What's his book on that called?
We make fun of them, banning alcohol and everything, But these countries today that have banned alcohol, I swear to God, they're better off.
Women can't.
Well, yeah, look at.
I'm not advocating it, but I'm just saying, like, you know, they've come up with some, you know, they made their choices, and it's, well,
what's
it's
the
not all bad.
What's the
you
place know, where in
alcohol
Southeast
doesn't permeate?
Are you talking like Dubai?
Well, yeah, I mean Dubai. Dubai has everything's illegal, and then what's the place in like Southeast Asia? Not Kuala Lumpur, but like.
Oh, what is it?
Brunei.
Not Brunei, but
Singapore is legal.
Yes, Singapore. Well, alcohol
is legal. Weed is illegal, but alcohol.
Weed's illegal. Like, you can just get executed for like having a joint.
Yeah.
You
know,
like, but it's like, if you look at that place, I've never been there, but it looks like a paradise.
Well, it's one of the easiest places in the world to start a business, from what I understand. So it's like, it's one of the most capitalist countries that exists. You just can't, you know.
You just can't get high.
Do any drugs. Just get drunk. You also can't talk badly think about the prince. I think that's one of the big things.
Yeah, whatever. Princes are cool, I guess.
It's just like...
Guy gets shot in the face?
Yeah, for real.
Well, this story took a bizarre turn. All right, let's just fuck it. Let's just roll into it. So, do you guys see that video of that guy getting shot in the face? His father-in-law or his.
I told you about my Instagram reels, dude. This is every day I see people getting shot.
This isn't even news.
The dude shoots at him in the hallway, and it hits his ear, and like, but he's like at point blank range, and so what turns out is the guy who got shot. Everyone's like, oh my god, this guy's a maniac. But come to find out, the kid who got shot, or the guy. Was apparently just arrested on multiple like child pornography things, and he was a part of like some type of satanic cult network called 764. And so I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, this whole story just took like a weird ass turn. There's a video there if you want to watch the video. He's like in his room and he's like, I'm gonna shoot him, and he's like, no.
Oh yeah, I saw this video. So you're saying the guy taking the video right now who gets shot?
Yes.
Was a cult member? Is there like an article about this?
Yeah, below it. Right below it, there's an article. Right below it, right there.
See? Yeah, that checks out.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm just saying, if you want to watch the video, you can see the video.
I mean, the video is not. It's kind of wild.
Audio wise, but you could, you know.
Come back to bed. Don't shoot him.
Her pants are down.
Actually, pretty impressive.
Shoot me. I guarantee you, you'll go to jail for life.
Shoot me.
I don't know. Technically, he did just tell him to shoot him. Is there like.
And he walks down the hallway.
These are some just winners in this house. Kaboom.
He's still filming. I give him credit. And then you see drops of blood hit the floor. You're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, my. He shot his ear off or something. And then the police came, killed that dude.
You're going to jail.
Wait, the police came and killed that dude?
Yeah, the guy with the guy who shot him. The police came. They had a huge, long standoff, shot and killed him. Or no, he killed himself after.
I think he killed himself, yeah. Now I'm remembering this.
Apparently his mom, the one in that video, mysteriously died a few weeks later.
Well, it's because she knew what was going on in the cult.
It seems like some good Darwinism in effect here, I think.
How's the guy?
I don't know.
The,
I just
ear shot off.
I was looking for a topic.
He's in jail. It looks like
across that, and I was like, I knew about the first part, but I didn't know about this whole sexual demon cult thing. I don't know. I was like, he'd make a great politician. I don't know.
Maybe he
Dude,
was.
Talk about some freaky videos out there. How about that Aaron Bushnell video? I couldn't.
Oh yeah.
That.
Oh, dude.
The guy who lit himself on fire.
Oh,
the Air Force man.
That's
who
right.
Did the protest.
I can't. That was hard to watch.
I didn't watch the video. I didn't see it, but I heard that there was like a Secret Service like agent was like pointing his gun at him the whole time, and yelling at him to get on the ground and dumb shit like that. Like,
yeah. As he's like a marshmallow over a campfire like just completely black and bubbling.
Clint Russell played the video on like his show the other day, and just listening to it was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Like
we don't even screaming or what?
He's screaming "Free Palestine" as he's like on fire. Like
yes, like literally the fucking final primal screams of a man dying. It's horrible. It's pretty bad. And like Clint said, he watched the unedited version. And he's like, I kind of wish I didn't. Like I wish I could take that back.
That's just like, too dark.
Yeah, too real. You don't see anything. There's not anything. You don't see anything. It just is. His skin his clothes start to fall off from being burnt, but like, and his skin's just black, and it's not like graphic in that sense where it shows like gore or anything. It
sounds pretty graphic the way you describe it.
Yeah, when your skin turns black,
supposed to look like
when your body does stuff that it's not supposed to do. I call that graphic
because he sets the phone far away from him enough to where you can't see close up and see like crispy details, you know.
I was wondering who was filming that, but you said he just set up his phone.
Said this is like the last video already.
You realize that Secret Service Station has body cam footage of that.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So he was willing to, like, I guess, to shoot this guy for killing himself, but he wasn't willing to get a fire extinguisher or.
No.
Did anybody say, like
jump on him or something?
Extinguisher.
Well, he was a threat.
No. He was by himself. And then some guy like came over, was like, what would you do if you're in the middle of the street and you had nothing and you saw some dude on fire? What like, what could you do?
Try to put out the fire. You find something to,
you whip out your dick.
Smother it, something.
He was already like engulfed by the time people came over and saw, like this one pedestrian just like, or witness saw him and he was already done. Like he was already on the ground.
In truth, this
I'm not going to get myself caught on fire. You know, if you don't know he's covered in, like you don't want to get close to him. But yeah, if you have a fire extinguisher in your car,
point your gun at him and to start yelling orders.
Well, yeah, that guy's a retard.
Well, let me see. Like this is
clearly that guy's retarded.
This is the one instance where I think it's okay for the Secret Service guy to actually fire on the guy and hope he kills him quick. To save him, what he's going to put himself through.
Even then, he was already dead. But like by the time the cop remember, rolled up, he was already dead.
Their aim's not that good. He'd end up just taking out a bystander.
Well, and I agree. That's probably what would happen.
Maybe if you threw some acorns at him.
But what a protest! Right?
That was a slow burn.
What a protest. How heavy is that?
I didn't mean to do that.
Well, what's heavy is the way it's being treated. Like, you know, we think of in our generation, you know, historically the monk during the things, the Vietnam War, is that what it was? And this is not treated the same way that image was. The commentary we'll say from like parts of the right wing on this is frankly been pretty fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Now, once again, I will say any 22-year-old dude that is going to go and set himself on fire has got some issues. Clearly. Like that kind of goes without saying, things probably aren't going right in your own life that you're going to choose that over any number of other options. But to like demean the guy in the way that he's been demeaned has just been disgusting.
It is terrible. I mean, and I think it was a protest in total desperation and just so serious. And I mean, you can understand it. I mean, it's impossible for me to even scroll Twitter without like just wincing in pain. And he perhaps personally participated in it, you know, or witnessed it firsthand, or, you know, was obviously emotionally moved to this extent. Just so sad, you know, such a young man.
Well, let's remind people, probably the biggest manufacturer of anarchists out there is the U.S. military, because the number of guys that come back completely disenfranchised and that have seen past the illusion of what the hell that the military is supposed to represent is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, let's suggest that maybe people look into anarchism before they go into the military, just in case, right? Like, just look into it a little further before you take that step, and then you come back and be one of these guys. And you know, people that are in it right now, they can quit at any time. It's not going to get better. You know, they're ramping up wars in Europe, in Asia, in the Middle East. which one do you want to be a part of? You know, like, and if you could be like, oh, I want to go fight in that war. Okay. You know, maybe, but I don't see anybody saying that. I want to invade Venezuela. I'd like to help with a coup. And you know, like, well,
if we were in Ukraine, even me and Otto are dead now.
I know.
Like, they've already worked past the fat young guys. Like, they're onto the old guys now.
Yeah, you guys are just like
the old fat guys are now
sandbags.
Jared would have been long gone.
Sandbags on the levee.
James would be at bat.
Is like the one who's going out now.
Yeah.
Jared lasted two weeks. They waited a couple months. No,
my strategy when the draft is clear, play along until they give you the weapons. Okay. That's the time, right? Don't object prior to that. Be like, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where's the key to the arsenal, sir? Yes, sir. You know,
see, that's why I wonder why. And of course, I don't condone anything like this, but like, I feel like there's more, let's say, destructive things that you could do against, you know, the people that are actually conducting this genocide, rather than just lighting yourself on fire. There might be some other things you could do. I'm not going to get into specifics, but you might catch my drift.
For an example, during the Vietnam War, there are stories where it wasn't that uncommon for a grenade to end up in the commander's tent because he was trying to get everybody killed in some bullshit, you know, like nobody wanted to fight that, right?
Yeah.
And people were willing to take it into their own hands to make sure that, you know, that their platoon wasn't going to get blown out next. And sometimes that meant, well, yeah, I don't know how that grenade ended up in his tent, but you push hard enough, there's a solution. There are solutions, you know, that will manifest themselves. And or just quit. Seriously, just quit. Right. You don't have to participate. You don't have to do anything. Just walk away from it. It's probably the best thing, you know, these people could do.
Absolutely.
Poor guys.
Yeah, I'm not getting drafted anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Happening. That's what they keep threat. I still don't understand the whole concept behind it. Like, they throw this thing out there like, well, we have to keep supporting the Ukrainian soldiers and giving them weapons and stuff, because if we don't.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. Look at this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Victor, all right. Charlie, just hey, guys. Everybody.
Good to see you. Oh, sorry, yeah. I'm late to Liberty.
It's all good, dude. Yeah, all I heard good, you're,
hope you got you some nice tea there.
A little under the weather.
Yeah, I got a spot of tea. Yeah, spot my voice. Tea. Yeah, and it's, I don't know. Everybody's shedding their spike proteins at work.
And, anyway. I was in a meeting with a bunch of libertarians the other day, and I heard the craziest thing. Apparently, according to them, the Ukraine war is actually more polarizing than the Israeli war with libertarians. And that just confused the shit out of me that anyone could even say that.
What room were you in?
It was not the kind of room that you'd normally find one of us in, but I was in it. And I'm just like, are you really? This is a thing? Like, anyone supports?
Wait, so hold on. The Ukraine war is more polarizing
amongst libertarians than the Israeli war. Yeah,
there's no way. What these, and then you weren't in a room with libertarians. You weren't.
Yeah, I mean, now we're playing semantic names here, right?
We'll say libertarians as opposed to it's one of those moments when you realize, oh, right, you're not anarchist.
I mean, I've seen more like
you're something like, else.
Like, you have like your Jack, what's his face?
Jack Lloyd.
And he's like pro. I don't know if he's like pro necessarily like pro this conflict, but he's sort of like in the, it's not a genocide camp, it's not a open air prison camp. Like, he's trying to like rationalize some of this stuff. So I would, like, from what I've seen, it's more the Israel conflict is definitely more controversial amongst libertarians.
Well, I mean, look what happened to Walter Block over this thing.
Right, exactly.
He got disavowed because he's a crazy person.
Well,
so I, and those are people that are actually like at one point were libertarians, where they are anymore. well, remains to be seen.
No,
but like,
Jack, there's no discounting Jack's freaking libertarian cred, dude. Like, I love Jack.
People I'm not either. Have, I'm people, more talking about have, Locke.
No, yeah, people have their opinions. And
oh, yeah, I'm talking about Locke. I'm saying he got disavowed.
The Israeli thing makes people stupid. It just does.
I mean, I'd say Dave Smith's libertarian cred is more in question at this moment, right?
Why is that?
Does he even call himself libertarian?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess
my big problem is why does he goes through the hoops to say that it's a libertarian position. And the bottom line is it's just it isn't. It is a self concerned position, and it's a defensive position, and I can understand why you would take that position. Like when you got kids and shit, and the idea of dealing
that's
with
all
the
I've
cartel,
been saying.
The
is if you're going to present yourself as speaking spreading libertarianism, that's not libertarianism. It might be like pragmatism.
It is a pragmatic approach. I do agree, but
yeah, it's certainly but it's not libertarian position.
Like if we were to do all the libertarian things in our like right now, we would absolutely destroy the world. Like because the chaos that it would create because of our government.
James, frankly, like, sounds great.
Would be very, very bad.
What are you talking about? Like this would be fantastic. What are you saying?
Well, the bottom line is that anarchism requires people being responsible and being able to take care of themselves. It just does. And there's too many people that can't do that and that hold fucking the keys to nuclear weapons, frankly, at this point. And you'd hope at some point you can swing it so those people aren't in the positions that they are. I don't know. Like
that sounds just like, I hate to say it, but that sounds just like, you know, like these slaves can't take care of themselves. They can't even feed themselves. We can't abolish slavery.
Well, but I'm saying it in the reverse. I'm saying these leaders,
who's going to look after all these slaves?
I'm saying these leaders can't take care of themselves, but I'd rather not spook them and have them start firing wildly, I guess, is more of what
they're already doing that. They're already slaughtering
yes,
people.
Yes, but they're
by the hundreds
firing
of thousands.
Wildly at people that aren't me. I'm not going to say it's a nice position, but it is the self-preserving one currently.
Right. And I think that's the position with the whole like the border argument thing. There's just no good solutions. You talk about closing the borders, but like
Alex is here for 3 minutes and you've brought up the borders again.
Are we talking about borders already?
I sit here and I listen to Dave and all these people, they argue and they bitch and they complain. And it's like, I get it, but you do understand that from a libertarian position, like it's just the government creating something to justify themselves yet again. This is the exactly. same thing as, oh, if we go over to the Middle East to fight, we have to go over there to fight them. So don't bring that over here. Well, if you hadn't been fucking with them in the Middle East, they wouldn't be coming here in the first fucking place and we wouldn't need you. Well, if you didn't go and start bombing and blowing up every other country on the planet, they wouldn't be racing over the borders to get to the one place the bombs aren't dropping every day.
Right.
Like it's created its own need. That's the one thing governments are really fucking good at is creating need for them, or at least manufacture what people think is need for them. Yeah. So it's like your libertarian position can never be go to the government to fix the problem the government created. You just can't, period. Now, it can be a self-preserving position. I can understand that. Like, yeah, sure, it's not libertarian to go make friends with the prison guard, but maybe it's a smart thing to do. I can justify
that's
from a
kind of the
pragmatic
way
standpoint. But it's
like we're deliberately seeing these caravan of people that are coming over that are organized. It's a plot. It's just the plot just to flood the country because they want more voters. So they don't care. They be damned. Who cares?
I think if you're thinking it's about voters, you're looking at this wrong. This is not about voters.
I'm talking about what they think. I'm saying
they just want to destabilize
their little plan. Is.
Yeah, this
they
is,
just
this
want
is,
conflict and destabilization.
Right. And this it's is, clear as day. So, that's what they're doing. And that's why they're flooding it.
Yeah, WHO level stuff. This is let's destabilize the U.S. And yeah.
Dude, did you hear? I mean, first of all, like they're like, okay, take away their cars, see how that goes. Okay, well, a lot of people got mad, but they're willing to do it. Okay, take away their farms. How's that going? Well, some of the farmers are spraying shit in the streets, but a lot of them are going along with it. Okay, take away their coffee. They went for or their beef. Beef was next, right? They're like, oh, we're gonna have to eat some bugs. You know, like beef is just too much methane. Those cow farts. No, So like bucks and like, well, people are like, well, really? Like, okay. And then they're like, okay, coffee. We're going to suggest maybe one or two cups of coffee a year because it's too carbon intensive. And like, they're just, what can we do to the last thing I heard? Pets. They're like, pets are causing a problem for the environment and pets need to be, maybe we can't have the luxury of pets.
I saw the same thing because they eat, especially they said dogs are omnivores, so it's different, but cats are just too bad for the environment because they eat meat.
So this is where we're at. I had a cat that would eat bugs, though. My cat, when I lived in China,
would eat the bugs.
James,
was your cat called Klaus?
Yeah.
I've never seen a cat that doesn't eat bugs.
Okay.
You get a big enough June bug out there, and it might as well be a mouse as far as they're concerned. They just smell blood.
Meow.
Meow swab.
Yeah. Get in the pods.
Yeah, when are the pods coming?
They already exist.
Oh, yeah, in like Japan, right?
No, the pods exist in like major cities currently. They're just not a very popular thing.
They're just like New York City apartments. Like $3,000 for like 10 square feet.
Closet. That's essentially what pods are. It's just a closet. And I mean, if you look at any apartment in New York City, most people live in them as though they are pods. It's a place to drop your shit where you go to work the million hours you need to work to afford to have that apartment that you share with 20 other people.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right. Fuck yeah. It's getting bad.
I didn't intend to make it go that way.
Hong Kong towers?
Huh?
I'm sorry. My computer just froze. And I started talking, and then all of a sudden I started hearing everyone else talk.
We heard you.
All right, cool. I was saying, but like, have you seen like the Hong Kong high rises where like people just sleep in a bunk and like that's their apartment? Is just like a bunk?
Like a hostel?
Yeah. It's like stacked. There's like,
I mean, for a certain lifestyle, I could see it, but you know, once you're like beyond the age of like 25, like it's time to get some space.
But here's the problem with that. Like, so like, as of today, more people die, like in a more than 2-to-1 ratio, more than 2 people die for every 1 person born in Japan right now.
They've had low birth rates for years, though.
That's beyond a low birth rate. Like that's below non-replacement rate. That's like within two generations.
This is like Bill Gates. It's like Bill Gates' wet dream level.
Yeah, like you, the Japanese won't be a people in a couple of years.
That's the whole idea, right?
It is.
Isn't that what that's what the Malthusians have dreamed of? This was.
I blame it on anime.
You blame it on who?
Anime.
Anime.
It's Pokemon.
That's what it was. Yep.
So what is it, just they're not like fucking enough or what?
Exactly. They're watching anime porn.
Is that the idea? There's too many waifus.
Yeah.
There's still you say that and they have a far, far more we'll say a far more normal grasp on gender and masculinity in Japan than they do here. And that should terrify you.
Hmm. Like why is it? Is it just like economics?
It's all economics.
Sure, cost of living. I mean,
they're smart enough not to reproduce when they can't afford kids, and they haven't been able to afford kids in generations.
That's sad.
I mean, are you saying that like men should go over from around the world to try to come in and help Japanese, like boost the Japanese fertility rate? Is this?
I'm not saying there's a problem with that. It's certainly not a terrible idea. It's got to make sure it's the right men. Right men. Well, there you go. Me being all eugenicist on everybody there myself.
There you go.
The right men.
I'm just keep.
Why do all roads lead to eugenics, James? I don't feel like I try to make them head there. They just seem like they do.
Because that's what they want.
Well, you're also dirty collectivist. You're like, the Japanese people are declining. Like, what people?
No. I mean, it's. I could say the Irish people. I could say like any race of people. There's a rate at which they repopulate.
I'm reading an article that's just like throwing out some stuff. Many younger Japanese have balked at marrying or having families, discouraged by bleak job prospects, corporate cultures that are incompatible with both parents, but especially women working. lack of public tolerance for small children. So I guess they're just like, we have to work. We can't have kids. We got work to do. We have to work pretty much.
Mm. So Farce Mommy says, have you seen all the people flooding America? I mean, it's kind of like the globe.
That's what they want you to see. That is the whole point.
Right.
Yeah, they want you terrified.
I haven't seen anybody. I still see the same old jerk offs that I've been surrounded with, you know, like all along. Like,
yeah, I don't.
Could we please get invaded by some? I mean, mix it up. You know, I'm ready.
Well, now she is a little bit closer to ground zero than we are. Like she is part of trail from Mexico up to Canada. If they go all the way, they're going to have to pass her. But, you know.
But you don't think Pennsylvania is? I mean.
Other than the ones getting shipped out to the East Coast, now user. I'm pretty okay.
Yeah, we got our own minority.
You got the Canadians coming down.
Right.
You joke about it. I actually have Canadian friends that like, yeah, I'd love to come hang out, bud, but I'm not dealing with immigration anymore. Like the immigration from Canada to the U.S. has gotten that bad.
That bad?
Damn. How so?
Jack Spierko was talking the other day about like, what's his name? Curtis Stone couldn't come down he was going to come down to talk at a conference. But when he said it was going to be like, he basically declared he was coming into the country for business and he was refused entry. He should have just lied and said, I'm just going to go.
Nobody does that. You need to know the local rule to get by the, you know, through the gate.
Yeah.
Always say pleasure.
It's like when I would travel with musicians, like we'd be doing gigs in other countries. You'd never say you're there to do a gig. You're there to, it's a special, well, what are all these instruments? Well, it's a rehearsal. You know, like you never say you're going to do work. Never.
Yeah. Nothing, something I wouldn't know. It's a new thing, I guess. You learn something every day. Blood-sucking
monsters need their tax dollars any way they can get it.
Well, when I cross the Canadian border, I've got my camper and I'm like, I don't know. I don't look like necessarily the kind of person that they want to keep out.
You know what you do look like, though? I don't know if anybody has ever read the Stephen King book, Dr. Sleep, but you remind me of like the vampires in that book a little bit. Like, I've never seen it until like I
I assume that's a compliment, but I've never read the book. So
it's not really a compliment. It's just you do have the look of a particular type of person that they're describing in that book. It's the RV people, as they would describe them in the book.
The RV people?
Well, they're people that kind of travel nomadically. They don't really belong anywhere. So like people don't notice things that happen around them, perhaps because they're gone before they would notice them. And like they're kind of like cool, quirky people. It's like how they're described.
Although, like okay, I'm looking up at it now. I'm looking up on this.
And if you look up the movie, if you look up the movie version, they totally screwed up what these people would look like. The book version's the we'd have to go.
Okay, because I see this chick here. I've been seeing her everywhere. I don't know who she is. She was
in the movie
Mission Impossible. And she was
in the book. She's also in the 50s or 60s movie.
Cause she, I think she might be now, man. Cause I saw her, she's in Dune. She plays,
who is she in Dune?
Lady Jessica, right? Paul's mother.
I've never gotten into the Dune.
I'm so excited. I feel like I can't talk to anyone about this. Cause like, I'm so excited to see this movie.
I'm excited about it, but I also can't afford it, so I'm like not gonna deal with it. I'm gonna pretend it's not there. Movies are too damn expensive.
What's it like going to a movies nowadays?
The last movie I saw was the Sonic sequel. I went with my daughter and wife.
That's pretty good. My kids love that movie.
What's the
$100
What's the current
movie?
What's the current like BitTorrent scene for like current movies downloading them?
It's okay. You can usually find them like at least within the week that they're in theaters.
Did you ever use the app Popcorn Time? I think it was called.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
This thing was great. It kind of had like an interface like Netflix, but it was BitTorrents, right? But it
worked
behind the scenes.
Yeah, you would basically, instead of downloading the torrents to your computer, it would essentially stream them. So you didn't actually have to download them. You could just like log onto the site and just stream the torrents.
Yeah, it worked like Netflix.
Yeah.
But well, you can get TV shows, current TV shows.
All they have to do is shut down that website releases, and that's it.
But it
single point of failure.
For quite a while though.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Usenet for piracy in Minecraft, of course.
Usenet.
Usenet. I still go to the movie theaters.
It's an old technology, but now it's being leveraged for file sharing. And usually you kind of have to pay like a subscription fee to get to it, so it's harder for like, you know, the FBI to get in there. But it's nice.
Good to know.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I still go to the movie theaters. I'll probably go. We usually just hit the matinees at the local neighborhood movie theater, which still exists. It's like the only one left in our county from like the 1950s. So we go to that one. They got reclining seats and it's like real chill. And it's only like $10 a ticket, or maybe less than, depending on the day, the time.
$10 a ticket. Good Lord. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. That's well, about.
Do you ever do the thing where you just buy one ticket and then you hold open the fire exit and let the rest of the
honestly,
family in?
It's designed that like literally designed that way where you could, if you distract, all you had to do is just like distract the guy with the ticket thing and anyone could just walk in.
Hey, like start a fire in a trash can.
Especially if you go to like the Towson one, it's just like some fucking like high school kid collecting tickets, like looking at his phone, like so, you can just walk by him.
Here's why I wouldn't do that. I actually really love the idea of the movies, and I wish that they could just rip off a movie theater. I wish that the theaters could run a business. You know, it's just unfortunate that Hollywood has taken the trajectory that it has and destroyed any chance of movie theaters making money by putting out total garbage that nobody wants to watch.
Yeah.
Like ticket prices wouldn't be what they are if you could get enough people in the fucking doors.
Well, you got to go and you got to go to the small theaters. Like there's a cool theater. I actually haven't been there, but I've heard great things, like the Charles Theater in Baltimore, which will show, they'll show like a couple of like mainstream ones, but it's a lot of like indie stuff. It's a lot of like foreign films. It's a lot of just like kind of off the wall stuff. They'll
show classics too.
And they have a bar in there.
Well,
that's where you compete, because everybody can watch 4K videos at home in a much more comfortable, better sound, better image. You know, like why do you want to be in the theater? Well, make it fun. Bring in food, a bar.
A lot of it for me is that like my kid is of an age where like she still wants to hang out with me and I want to take advantage of that. So like going to get sloppy at a fucking movie theater doesn't.
There's certain movies that I think make sense to see in the theater, like
high
flying like action movies. Because like you can get a nice 4K TV and sound system, but like nothing's really gonna match the size of that TV, especially if you're in like IMAX or something.
Yeah,
and then just like.
I saw IMAX. Last IMAX film I saw was terrible quality.
I've never been.
The sound was.
Dune is supposed to be.
You're in bumfuck PA, dude. The record.
It was just terrible. The image, I don't know.
Were you like sitting all the way at the front?
It's all the front. It's like a vertical wall of seats, you know. But it was like one of the more recent Star Wars movies we went to see.
Those movies are garbage, dude. Blech.
In particular, the special effects in all those movies are garbage too.
Yeah,
like the woman responsible for the special effects department at Disney was fired because of how badly
even beyond whatever the movie quality was, the sound was atrocious. I had to like hold my ears over like peaking bass, and it just didn't sound good. And the image was blurry, like not cool. But anyway. I'm going to see the Dune 2 movie. Why not? Right?
Hell yeah. So excited.
I still haven't seen the first one.
It's good.
It's on like really Netflix or whatever now. I'm pretty sure.
No, I've heard good. It's one of the things where I was like, man, I kind of want to read the book first, but then I probably won't.
And that's the camp I'm in. Like, I like Frank Herbert as a writer. I've just never read Dune. I think it's because for me, I'm a completist. So if I read the first one, I'm going to have to read them all. And there's a fuck ton of books. And I don't.
You just look at
I got into that with.
And you're like,
I've got way too many other books like lined up to read right now. That, like,
yeah, I started reading. I forget the. Was it the Sprawl trilogy? The Necromancer?
Okay.
The cyberpunk stuff. I read the first one. I really liked it, but now I'm like, oh, I've got to finish this whole fuck. It's like a trilogy, so it's not.
I've got enough, but all the books for all my friends on Twitter that I have to read. So
yeah.
They take time.
Kind of give up on reading. I don't have time.
Says a lot, Otto.
Just watches TikTok.
Yep.
Yeah, if you can get everything you need from to live on TikTok, who needs to read?
I read memes. Okay, that's about it.
I read bottom text, top text.
Yeah, but exactly.
The amusing thing is we did just listen to the guy who says all his TikTok and reels show him is people being blown up and, you know, murder, sacrifice, suicide, shit. He's also, I read all the time, you know.
Well, you got to balance. It's a life of balance, man.
I was going to say it's a life of balance.
I'm just constantly on reels, but, you know, before bed, I like to, you know, maybe watch a few, like, you know.
I just like the hydraulic
blood curdling car crash videos.
Oh, like crushing things with the hydraulic press is pretty satisfying.
No, they're just, I like it. Especially when
that one's cool too.
How about the one where they like drop a red hot ball into things?
Those are never satisfying as I want.
They're always a little bit lame. Yeah,
like you put it on kinetic sand.
What about the one where the guy mixes like paint colors? There's one where the guy gets like paint colors and you're like, oh, I wonder like what color this is going to create, because it's not like immediately obvious. And then it like, oh, it made like brown. It usually just makes brown.
Who would have predicted this would be the genre of content that like just draws the most eyeballs and marketers are going crazy for? It's like the dumbest, most mindless, like 5-second videos. But somehow,
I mean,
it.
Our viewers are now hearing this conversation.
I mean, I prefer that. I prefer that to like the fucking all the prank stuff you see now, where I love when the prank, when the pranksters end up getting like shot, like the one guy. Did you see that one? He just goes up and just like assaults this old man, and the guy pulls out a gun and just fucking caps him. He didn't kill him.
Good.
He's like, all right, maybe y'all will just calm the fuck down.
Yeah. I was driving down the fucking road, like work the other day, and for some reason, some dude like just climbed up onto like the side of a building and was like trying to karate kick the fucking light off the side of the building. And I was like, is that really where the fuck we're at, people? Really?
And someone was videotaping him or what?
No, it was just fucking, I don't know. He was just doing it. There didn't seem to be anybody around. He was just like, fuck this building. I'm going to rip this light off. I hope the alternatives are just people are fucking that far gone in the cities, man. That's scary to think about.
There is a lot of mental illness out there. I mean, it's
a lot of mental illness
here. Manifests itself in weird ways.
And it was in the kind of neighborhood where I would expect that to be more of an issue.
Black, just say it. Say black.
I already did. Black. I did find the way I said it.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't hear that. Sorry. I assume you're keeping your racism on the inside a little bit.
There's also a ton of racist shit on Instagram now.
That's hilarious, dude.
Wait, no, okay, so you want to talk? This is the thing that really blows my mind about the racism, and I officially have a new rule because of this. The amount of black people that are lighter skinned than my daughter harassing white people.
Oh yeah,
and it's like, oh, you call all the name, like, you know what? If you're not at least as dark as my fucking kid, like I've got nothing to hear from you. There's nothing you're adding to the conversation.
Harassing people? What about being racist, or what do you mean?
Oh yeah, like about how terrible white people are when they're whiter than my offspring.
Oh,
like
Rachel Dolezal or whatever.
Her
Rachel Dolezal is talking to most of these people.
Dude, she's back in the news. She got fired for a sex video.
Because she changed her name, became a teacher, and then they found her they found out who she really was, and then they found out she had the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
They fired her. That's fucking hilarious.
Nikki Haley has an OnlyFans?
Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
She's the white woman who pretended she was black for all those years.
Who was the president of NAACP? Yeah.
She would have got away with it too if it wasn't for those pesky kids. Well, damn, we're about up on the hour now. Let's take this on over to the after hours. Because I got some stuff to talk about. So
spicy.
Some spicy.
It's very spicy. Not really. Hey, but anyway.
We gotta pump the NJLP convention this weekend.
Yeah. Tell people where they'll see you.
Pump it up
on Saturday. There's gonna be a presidential debate with I think most of the candidates or a lot of the candidates. And it's going to be co-moderated with me and Larry Sharp. And I don't know how that's going to work, but somehow it's going to be fun. Events with those guys are always a hoot.
Have you ever met Larry? Larry's great. Come on.
Ugh, Larry. He's like a car salesman.
I have no problem working with anybody. It's going to be a blast. What I wanted to do is do a segment called Splain It to a Normie. And now tell me what you guys think about this, okay? Because there's been all these... There's been all of these debates about, and like everybody's given their libertarian answer on everything and borders and blah, blah, blah. What? Okay, who cares? They're answering for libertarian audiences. I want to hear, what are you going to do when you go on the mainstream media, right? How are you going to talk to regular people? I want to see. So the idea is to have like questions, but like the question is going to come from like a certain stereotype of a person. Like
explain it. Bill
shops at REI and he loves national parks,
hypothetical scenario.
Explain to him why we have to privatize all national lands,
a
construction worker or a soccer mom. Like everybody's got their normie perspective and like drop a normie.
I can give you an hour to do that, or
explain a topic without being autistic.
I can give you at least one candidate to do that with if you ever want it.
What are you talking about?
Because I book for one of them.
Well, is he going to be there this weekend?
I'm not entirely sure because I don't do the on the ground stuff. I just do the online stuff.
Well, I think it'll be kind of fun, and I'm hoping to have a screen. I was thinking about calling it beep beep boop boop.
Right, nice Gina Carano reference. I like that.
I'm not even sure if we can incorporate it, but. It's going to be fun no matter how.
Pennsylvania conventions this weekend, and so is the New Jersey one. Not great planning on their part, but
that's good planning because it means that all the candidates and everybody's in the area already. That's kind of the idea, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I know Lars occasionally will go from one spot to the next, and if they're close.
Yeah.
Can I do a quick pitch once I'm here?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. I haven't been to a Pennsylvania event in a number of years, but I have a feeling that's going to this one in New Jersey is going to be pretty cool. So we'll see.
I'm just going to say we're getting ramped up for a really good year this year at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest, the weekend of the 25th of July. If you're in the Michigan area, I think it is. That's what it is. Denver, Detroit is. Yeah. If you're in the Michigan area, come out. It's a great time. Hang out with people that are cool. Don't suck. Don't make you want to rip your hair out. That's it.
I want to be there. That's one of my, it's on my calendar for sure.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Cool, everybody. We're going to take this on over to our After Hours podcast, which we're going to record right after this, and YouTube will probably take it down. So you want to listen live so they can't take it down, and you're out. You only have to listen to the audio instead of looking at us and seeing.
Yeah, this our podcast is ephemeral. It's not permanent. So
that's always good.
Appreciate it while you can.
So go over to Patreon, sign up for as little as $3 a month, and you guys get access to that podcast with the live link when we go live, and you get access to all the other podcasts we've done, except for the one that got taken down. But you can get that on patreon.com, right? They can still get that audio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good. So Patreon will still let you listen to it. So go check that out. Yeah. And if you guys don't like using Patreon, go to prlfans.com. Find other ways to donate to the show. Also, we have t-shirts for sale over at libertariancountry.com. If you use the code PRL or PRL podcast, you get a 10% discount. And if you spend $50 or more, use the code PRL2 and you will get a 20% discount. So until next time, everybody, live free
or die.
Blood that is shed, drenching the flesh of the tax farms in red. Was it by a few at the expense of the many? Sold to the gods and the machine. You can't justify killing by economic gain. For God, country, and democracy, you can put freedom at gunpoint in a fine land.